Are you ready to get your life back? Then get ready for Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli on Transformation Talk Radio now. Follow along the show as Jennifer explores a variety of topics and issues, including the energetic causes of burnout, all with a mission of empowering listeners to be true to themselves. As an energy medicine practitioner, speaker, author, and board-certified holistic nurse, Jennifer has discovered new and exciting healing tools and resources and can't wait to share them. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Get ready for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli, now.
That's what we've got here. Jennifer Marcinelli and I, Dr. Pat, we are doing a very special show today. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello from Houston.
Let's talk about the show today and why this is a very special show. And for those of you that may know a little bit about Jennifer, let me give you a little bit of information. You know, as a business owner, a speaker, author, a certified holistic nurse, and much more, what happens when you're like she and I, and we go through a couple of bumps in the road? Something happens where we're either going to rise up and create something or do something, or we're not. And this is part of the story. You're going to hear the rest of it today, because what we have right here in front of us, Jennifer Marcinelli, from burning out to burning bright. Yeah, that's it. And so I wanted to say that before we get into talking about what the entire energy is for today's show. What is your sense of the energy for today?
Well, you know, what I'm feeling is we're getting close to a Mercury retrograde in Pisces. So that is Mercury in retrograde gets a little bit of a bad rap, but it, when embraced, can really bring wonderful, beautiful changes to your life. And it can bring things up from underneath and rise you to a new level. And I'm feeling it today, and I'm feeling it for this show as well. So nice, nice changeable energy that will bring us to a much higher place than where we were before.
You know, the thing that I love about Pisces is, and we don't talk about Pisces enough, especially since this full moon in Leo just popped in not too long ago. It was epic, really. Yes. Linda took some pictures of it and she sent them to me. I haven't had a chance to post them. But when she sent those pictures, I've never quite seen it that way. But that also means if we're talking about this energy that is of a creative nature, I got to ask you this question. Some things will get us off, the pot, and get us to do things. But there's nothing quite like shaking up your life, right?
Yeah.
That's part of the story. The other part of the story is when we think about the state of affairs that are happening with people, there's also a message to really bring out there that, wait a minute, burning out is something that we may go through, but we don't have to stay there, right?
Correct. Exactly. Everything is temporary, every aspect of our life, and there are universal cycles running in the background of the universe anyhow. And, you know, first we must, as you know, we must constrict or contract before we expand. And there are many of these cycles running in the background. And another one is sometimes we have to dim a little bit to really get all of our lessons and get to that place where we don't ever want to be again. That gets our attention that we need to make really major changes. And when we make those changes, boom, we can burn bright. It's a process, by no doubt.
I know. I have special lights on in the background just for today's show. I want to ask you about this, because I was thinking about this the other day as I was doing a few things here. Jessica and I were working on something, and we were helping one of our hosts tell her story. And I was really struck by the fact that we don't talk about the origins of our story enough. Mm-hmm. You know, we get right to the parts that bring us to today, but sometimes it's worth stepping back, as you did in the book, and saying, let me tell you about where I was. I want to ask you, there's got to be an importance for the timing of this. right? Because you could have written this story before, but there's something about the timing of this now, isn't there?
Yeah, I agree. When I first sat down to write the book, it has been working its way out of me for a very long time, many, many years. But in the final draft, it was in the throes of Hurricane Harvey. And everybody knows that was catastrophic. We had in my hometown where I live here in Houston, we had a category 4 hurricane, 9 tornadoes, and a flood of epic proportions all within 72 hours.
Yeah.
So that's what was taking place in my right here as I was writing the final draft of the book. So that to me was kind of letting me know, okay, these are big epic changes. And we have to go through these big, massive, what could be termed as catastrophic storms, because they're meant to cleanse and clear and give us the opportunity to wash everything away that we no longer need. And then once the storm breaks, the sun shines and we've got a rainbow. But we have to go through those times.
You know, one of the things I was really struck by in reading the book is I love the way you came out and talked about a spiritual awakening.
Yeah.
And I don't think we can talk about it enough. Sometimes when we talk about it, people don't have a sense. They sometimes, you know, we run into, well, wait a minute, I haven't had a spiritual awakening. But if we go into the awakening aspect of it, what we find is so many people have gone through an iteration of something like this. Mm-hmm. You know, what was this like for you to be able to put, you know, pen to paper to tell this story?
Well, it took me, I started working on the book in August of 2014. So it began a process, a deep process of healing. And within that process, to get the book written, I had to do many things. One of which was go through what board certified holistic nurses are familiar with is called a life in review. Breaking down act one, act two, act three, all and graphing out all of the incidents that took place in order, and then stepping back and getting the understanding of the spiritual component, the spiritual lesson behind each of those things that had occurred. Because that's what we're down here on earth for, is to get experience, to, you know, this ascension thing that nobody's getting out of, right? We have these lessons that we have to learn. And once we can get it, when we get the help that we need to get it on paper, and a graph form, I still have it, and I have pictures of how I wrote the book and did it. It really helps us start getting the understanding that only we can get. Sometimes we need practitioners to help us get there,
yeah.
But the true understanding then comes from within. And then from there, as I was working on the memoir part of the book, I was taking a memoir 6-month writing class, and which it basically was 6 months of the most intense psychotherapy I have ever.
Oh.
I would write a paragraph and spend 2 days on the couch because that was all I could do. But it was a wonderful, amazing process of self-discovery and that journey of discovering where these wounds actually came from, which is
yeah.
how I was actually able to trace back to the original wound. All right. I couldn't have gotten there without the help of some of these modalities, if you will, mm-hmm. and these tools that we have.
Well, one of the things you introduced right out of the get-go, and it's so needed that we talk about it more, Jennifer, is holistic healing. And I want to talk about this out of the gate, because it not only is so much a part of what you write about, but the way you write about this is you take us on a journey, and the journey is, let me tell you what this issue is. Now, let me tell you about the role of holistic healing. Mm-hmm. And as I was reading through this, there's so much that you've put in here. I was really struck by the way that you call into being some of the most ancient of ancient wisdom moments that we have forgotten and you bring forward. I didn't expect, and I've been working with you for a while. We've been doing this show. I didn't think you'd come out of the gate and lead with understanding the principles of holistic healing. And I got to tell you, because you did, I was so happy. I was so happy, right? What made you present that way?
So I really was guided that one of the biggest, the underlying, if I had to point to one underlying issue that led to my burnout, is that I was so far away from who I really am. And when I talk about the original wound and how that occurs, and then I start talking about the coping mechanisms that came from the original wound, as a part of those coping mechanisms, to try to avoid lightning strikes and further injuries from what was going on in my home, then into the workplace, I would twist myself into a pretzel to try to be everything to everyone and to try to say the right thing every time, do the right thing every time, wear my hair color the way somebody else wanted me to, have a physical appearance the way somebody else wanted to. And every time that I made one little decision that stepped me away from what I knew deep within to be true and stepped toward some unrealistic expectation of somebody else, whomever it was, family, friends, coworkers, bosses, you name it, spouses, that took me away from me. And anytime we take away from ourselves, we're taking a step away from our connection with the divine. And that is what happened to me when my actual health crisis. So I led with that because I am in a new place in my life where I am who I am, and I am burning bright exactly who I am supposed to be and doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing the way that I know I'm supposed to be doing it, with joy and passion and the love that goes behind it, not necessarily disregarding, but doing what I am here to do. And to do that, I have to be completely transparent. And from the very beginning of the book, I wanted this book to be a soft place for people to land. And by me being completely transparent right up front about all of my intentions, about what this book is about, it's absolutely about holistic healing and why I became a board certified holistic nurse. I really want to encourage anyone who feels called to read this book, who thinks that it may serve them in their lives or someone they know. I really want to encourage everyone to find your own truth and stand in it. Because once you get there and you've come back home to your divinity and back home to yourself, life truly opens up and divine magic happens and we're burning bright. It's our divine birthright to burn bright. We're not supposed to be dimmed by everything around us.
Yeah.
So I led with it. It was risky.
You're right. Maybe it was a little bit risky, but here's what I love about it. It sets the stage for what it is when you say, and then the storm hit. Now, these are your words, and folks, you'll have to read the book to find out what came before that statement. But I love that because it is a realization, right? It is a different kind of awakening to realize that things are going on in your life. But the next level is when you realize the storm hit, whether it's a metaphorical storm or literally whether it's a hurricane. But in any event, it is a recognition of the storm. But one of the things that you talk about is what you discovered about how you got there. And a lot of times we think I'm there because this person did this. This company fired me from here. This did this. What was your discovery about the prison, as you talk about, the prison that you found yourself all of a sudden locked in?
Yeah. I call it the prison of my own making, because at the root of what I discovered is that although I was blaming and angry and upset and hurt, and yes, I was injured by people acting badly, no doubt about it. Absolutely. Okay. Lots and lots of energetic injuries we can talk about later. But what I really discovered is that all of those things occurred because something in me was off. My relationship with myself and my relationship with my divinity, if you will, was off. It was fractured.
Yeah.
And that is what led to my behaviors then were spiraling and spiraling and spiraling and spiraling until I found myself in a prison of my own making, which I go into a little more graphic detail.
Well, you do, but I think it's that moment of discovery where if we don't talk about the holistic approach to this as you do in the beginning, then if we go through this and we hear the stories, for example, we're not going to grasp the idea that, yes, this is a book that takes people on a journey and a story, but it's also a book where you share what you discovered about the tools. And I think that is really the biggest thing for me, is to say, yeah, I have been down the rabbit hole, but guess what? I have and found this holistic ladder to get me up. Isn't that a major role that you're playing now to help people? Because I'm telling you, people are burning out and they don't even know they're burning out.
Yes, absolutely. So I see it in my practice. I have local, national, and international clientele, as well as corporate. I work with corporations as well. And what I'm seeing across the board, a few things that's interesting. When I originally wrote the book, I thought that it would most resonate with people my own age, the 50-somethings. But I have been shocked to discover that it's really across demographics. I have lots of interest and lots of feedback now coming from the 60 plus folks who
That's
are
right.
like, now I understand what happened. Nobody's ever, we weren't taught this. They're like, if I'd had this book when I was 30, my life would have been totally different. That's what one of the retired nurses told me. If I had had this book and known this, my life would have been totally different, starting at 20s and 30s. The other shocking thing that I've discovered is how much of this applies to millennials. And that is actually one of my fastest growing demographics in my practice right now are millennials, for a few reasons. To the point that you just made, people are really burned out and it's really serious. And it's come to a critical point to where we're now starting to awaken to that what the coping mechanisms or what we've had to deal with things before are no longer working. We have to go to the energy realm. We have to go to spirituality, and we have to combine spirituality and science. And we'll talk a little bit about this because we have a lot of support from the cosmos about that. But it's fascinating to see that in the different demographics, millennials, Gen Xers, and baby boomers and beyond, the underlying causes might've been a little bit different, but they're all energetic and spiritual.
Yeah. And I want to point something out here, because this is going to kick us up exactly in tune with what you just said. Yeah. Here is the biggest secret that the laws of corporate America, the laws of government, whoever they are that decided to do, this is the greatest secret that you're addressing. It is the greatest woundedness, group woundedness we have had since the Depression.
Yes.
And it starts with the repeal of the psychological contract of employment in 92. Mm-hmm. And if you follow that pathway, it doesn't surprise me that the body of people and the people you're working with, I love it, because think about what you just said. Oh, 30 something, oh, over 50, right? Think about those bookends. If you think about the bookends and you think about the events, right? The storm, in your words. I want to talk about this too when we come back from break here in a minute. But what you've just described, two things. No one is working with these demographics right now. Two, you're seeing the burnout. But think about the logic of it. If you repealed the psychological contract in 91, 92, 93, and 94, I know this because I went out to study it for 10 years, but if you pull out and you say, nope, I can fire you tomorrow with 20. This is what happened. 29 years and 11 months of service. My boss was telling me to fire a woman 1 month away from a pension. That started it. Mm. Now, as we move forward, what then was the second storm that sets the stage for millennial burnout? Oh, wait a minute. Maybe the greatest depression that never was, because we're not talking about that. The implosion of the banking industry, homes being sent, the largest population of homeless people that are of not of color in the world. But isn't this interesting? These are the people that you're working with and you found them.
Yeah, I think that what's interesting is because this is a how-to book, okay? The subtitle,
yes,
from Burning Out to Burning Bright is Get Your Life Back by Healing Your Thoughts, Memories, and Emotions. This is a how-to book. It does tell my story, the story of some of my clients, but it shares how I did it and how you can too, right?
Yeah.
So I think you're right. that we're talking about whatever the original cause was, like you're talking about betrayal, that massive, massive betrayal of an implied contract that took place. Okay. And people were left with nothing. Getting fired a month before your pension is due I've seen that in many clients. It's a topic for discussion in people in that age group. And then what's led to then through as a Gen Xer, it's like I entered the workforce thinking that I would work for some of these larger companies and retire from there, but that wasn't to be.
Right.
So then the next generation, the millennials are coming in where's the loyalty back and forth?
Right.
So there needs to be some type of a happy medium as well, where we can work with our creative, unique abilities and have agreements that are kept.
Yeah, I love that you are taking on burnout. Here's why, and then we're going to talk more about the book and make sure we tell folks how to get it. Burnout is this thing, Jennifer, that you know so much about. It's not an area I know a lot about, but here's what I do know about it. It is the secret sauce. It is the secret energy that is acidic to an organization, a family, right? A community, a world. And it is so inherent in the fabric of us right now, but it is the taboo to even bring up and talk about. I mean, come on. How many people have you helped where they say, yeah, I went to my boss and I said, hey, boss, I think I'm burning out. I mean, you know what happens if you admit that?
Well, this is your point is so valid because I work with a lot of senior leadership. I have an executive package for the C-suite, CMOs, CFOs, presidents, CEOs, founders. And there's a reason that I don't post who I work with. And it's because every single client deserves anonymity. Because what president and CEO wants their board of directors or their shareholders to know that they're actually experiencing burnout? And they need that private, safe place to have a place to go to get solutions and to heal energetically, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, to get back on track and keep going or make changes. And what they're stuck doing then is they have these such deep commitments leading these large organizations that the pressure from the board of directors, again, what I went through, okay, in corporate America, and the pressure from the shareholders is burning out our senior leadership so badly that these people are actually physically dying. They're literally heart attacks, strokes, things like that. They're having really bad outcomes, okay? As well as what we don't talk about, the effects of what happens to us affects everyone around us, our coworkers, our direct reports, that there's a ripple effect and it goes downhill. If someone is burned out, if a leader is burned out, so is their staff, so is their family, and guess what? So are their pets. You would not believe how many folks I work with that I also am working with their pets because their pets have been energetically damaged from trying to help deal with all of this. So,
And you did something really beautifully in the book, and I want to talk about it when we come back. But before we do that, how do people get a copy of the book? How do they find out more about you, and how do they find out more about the work you do?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so the book is available on Amazon. You can just search Burn Bright Today or Jennifer Marcinelli. But you're also welcome to go to my website because this is the beautiful thing about owning your own franchise is that I offer the book on my website at a 40% discount off of Amazon pricing. So welcome. If you prefer, you're welcome to go ahead and order from Amazon. You might have good reasons to do that, a gift card or something like that. But you're also welcome to visit my website and order it directly from there. And when you order it, let me know if you'd like it autographed or signed or made out as a gift. And so you can go to my website, burnbrighttoday.com. And all of the information about me, about the company, about the franchise, my teammates, who's on the team, the practitioners that work with Burn Bright Today, as well as there's a lot of free information, blogs, and of course, a video series and the radio show.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do when we come back. We've talked a lot about burnout. When we come back, we're going to talk a lot about the pathway that Jennifer carves out for you to go from burnout, from that storm, to burn bright. And how she is integrating the body and what the body's about in the energy centers, the chakras. But more importantly, it's one thing to know about them, but wow, if you don't read the book, you're not going to know what to do if one of those chakras does get burned out. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Join Angie Corbett-Kuiper on her hit show, Beyond Grief Radio. Redefining loss and grief as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbettKuiper.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Welcome back, everyone. It's so great to have all of you tune us in. This is Burn Bright Today. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm here with Jennifer Morrisonelli. And I want to say congratulations on the book. Congratulations. Awesome. The book is From Burning Out to Burning Bright. Get your life back by healing your thoughts, memories, and emotions. Very important. Thoughts, memories, and emotion. Would you take a minute and just one more time, let folks know how they can get a copy of the book, mm-hmm. how they can find out more about you. And more importantly, there's a lot of great information, but if you're like me, you actually have to work with somebody.
Yeah. So the book is available on Amazon. You're welcome to truck right on over there and search me or Burn Bright Today or From Burning Out, it'll pop up. Or you're welcome to get it directly from my website, where I have offered a 40% discount off of Amazon pricing. So that's available for you. And while on my website, there's a lot of information that will go into a little more detail of some of the services I provide and how I help my clients. across their own unique journey from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright, because it's different for everyone. All of our life experiences are unique. They belong to us. We want to be in a safe place where we're working with a practitioner. This is one of the beautiful things about working with, you know, licensed clinicians who are holistic practitioners, such as GEM and Diamond Therapy and Reiki and NLP that I do, is that we need a place where we will not be judged, that we won't judge ourselves. We'll learn not to judge ourselves and won't be judged by the practitioner, where we can be completely transparent and completely open, knowing that anything that you share or anything that comes up in an energy medicine session is absolutely personal, private, and confidential, and will never be shared unless we have your express permission to share it for the benefit of others in some way.
Yeah.
All of that's on burnbrighttoday.com.
And I love that you mentioned it, and also that you mentioned the part that this is not a one-size-fits-all. I was reading back into the book a minute, and I was reading back into the part where you talk about understanding our energy. Yeah. And the reason that I love what you did here, not only the words, but boy, you put just a ton of information for people about, look, this is energy medicine described by this person. This is energy medicine over here. But you're very, very clear that if you go to somebody or you do a body of work where off the shelf comes, do this, without getting at what's going on in the body, it really doesn't serve. I want to ask you this question. The sense I get from the book is that there's a starting point and there's a process. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because a lot of people think, well, wait a minute, I'm going to come in 20 minutes. I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, not a chance. No, my clients really love it that they, 99.9% of clients can actually really experience for themselves and notice a shift in the right direction in the very first session. I have one client that gave me one of the most glowing video testimonials I could have ever asked for. And he did this freely. I was so shocked when I got it. He is an engineer by trait, and his burnout, he tells his story about burnout and how he was guided to come in and work with me and what his first three sessions were like. And in his first three sessions, he kept saying, I can't feel anything. I can't feel anything. And I'm like, just trust yourself. Let your mind relax. You're getting it. But I explain everything that we're doing. The chakras were, the entire chakras anatomy were extremely in disrepair. They were flat, broken. We'll go into a little bit more of that in the book. And the energy field itself was extremely erratic. So the first order of business was to settle the actual energy field as a whole, because he was vibrating so erratically that he was nervous, experiencing panic attacks and a multitude of symptoms. And although energetically he was taking leaps and bounds, first session, second session, but when we got to the third session, he talks about this in his video, and I was in the part of the process where I was asked to what we call a reboot, right? To reboot and remove significant amounts of, let's just call it old data, negative energy, okay? You know how when you sometimes have to reboot your phone so the microcoding can go out so it'll reboot?
Yeah.
It's exactly like that in energy medicine. And as this reboot was taking place, he felt it. And he says, oh my God, this is real. I can feel you removing all of this, the clouds, the pollution, the damage that was now ready to remove. So every process is different. So let's back up for a second and start there. Because the one thing about energy medicine that varies drastically different than the Western medicine approach is a practitioner, I do not make any assumptions. When we go into session, no assumptions are made. I will not know until we are in session, connected and guided to the first order of business, the second order of business, the third order of business, and I'll be shown what needs to be worked on in what order. It could be the chakras. It could be the meridian system. It could be the advanced chakra system. It could be the advanced energetic anatomy of the chakra back doors that are damaged. It could be some major pollution, for example. And I'll just show you, if you don't mind, I'm going to hold this up. But this is just an illustration. I'll see if you can get in on that. This isn't here in the book.
Yeah, it's in the book.
This is some of the basic examples of what might come up in your session. And this is an example of what a holistic healer who's developed second sight. This is what we see. These are the basics. But when I'm first shown what's going on with every individual client, then I'm shown what we need to work on first. And rarely is it what you think it is. Rarely. For example, I had a football star athlete come in for ACL repair. He was experiencing burnout from other things, but the biggest reason he came in immediately was post-operative for an ACL repair. And what really was behind it was the digestive system. All that was what needed to be taken care of first. So if I had assumed and gone in and started working on what I thought was going to be the issue, the ACL repair, we would again be putting, you know, a burnout Band-Aid, right? And going at it from the wrong direction. Not that it would have harmed him. It's just not, it's not the ideal way of the way that client needs to be approached. So every client that comes to me, every session is like this. Every session is different. I never know what's going to happen. And we don't know what each client will need. Does the chakra need to be aligned? Does it actually need to be repaired? Does it actually need to be rebuilt? Does a meridian system need to be cleared? Does it need to be nourished? Does it need to be completely repaired? They can be severed completely, especially if you've had a big surgery. Or does the energy field itself or the toroid flows or one of the earth or heaven star chakras need to be reattached? I do not know till we get into session. Yeah. So the beauty is it's exciting. It's an adventure and we go on it together.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm so glad you brought this up about a surgery. And we're going to also talk about some of the things people can do in 20 minutes a day. But, you know, we don't put this together. I got a shoulder surgery in 2003. And unlike sort of the original diagnosis, once they get in there, they realize, OMG, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it goes from a teeny rotator cuff thingamajiggy to, oh my God, we've got to do something to attach it. But when it was done, I could feel something. Of course, it was the most painful thing I ever had, right? Cutting a bone, don't sign up for it. But that's not the thing, though. There was something about it energetically that I did not get until what you just said. You know, so when we get those surgeries, whether it's knee, whether it's... How does it cut the meridian or the chakra? How does that work?
Yeah. So in the book, if inquiring minds want deeper detail, this is the basic high level explanation, is we have energetic anatomy the same way we do our physical body. Okay. And we have the super physical body, the emotional body, the karmic or memory body, the mental body, the intuitive body, and of course the lunar body or soul, that's our divinity, right? All of those bodies are real. They are just as real as the physical body that we can see and touch with our naked eyes, okay? Yeah. On the spectrum of frequency that our human eyes can see. Now, energy medicine practitioners have developed second sight and a few other skills, okay? A few other things where we can actually see and touch and manipulate, meaning touch, palpate, feel, work with the actual chakras or the meridian systems, okay? And as a part of that, when a surgeon puts in a knife, okay, for example, your shoulder, and I had my shoulder completely reconstructed. I know exactly what you're
right,
talking about.
Right.
Oh my God. So when a surgeon goes in and cuts in on your shoulder, they're cutting in through physical tissue, muscles, ligaments, skin, you name it. But they're actually still cutting through the energetic anatomy as well. And there are, here, for example, the pericardium meridian runs right up through here. So when your shoulder, when our shoulder gets cut, that meridian itself can actually get cut and need repair. We can have heart issues later that started energetically from a shoulder surgery, as an example. Okay. Another big one that I see are women who've had breast augmentation surgeries for whatever reason, whether you've actually had an oncology, you know, some type of a cancer or something like that, or an elective breast augmentation. I see it very common that in people who've had breast augmentation surgery, that the heart chakra can be like off center, sometimes even permanently.
Right.
Right. And the meridian, there are many meridians, but here's just one that runs right down through here, for example, and that can be completely cut and severed and needs to be repaired. And to my knowledge, in my experience, the only technology available today that can actually repair meridians and chakras are diamonds and gemstones. There might be others. Now, Reiki can help heal it, but when we're actually talking about, for lack of a better term, surgical repair, okay, but it's energetic. Yeah. As far as I know, those are the only cutting edge tools available today that can actually repair what we're discussing. And then once that meridian gets repaired, true healing can take place.
And that's really why I wanted you to talk about it, because in the book, you also give us examples of how we can start to get and enter the process. And part of that, you lay that out. But what it means is, how can we do it each day? I want to talk with you about the message for folks today and giving them something to do. But before we do that, one more time, I want to make sure people get their copy of this book.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's available on Amazon at full Amazon price, and it's available on my website, Burn Bright Today, at a nice deep discount for you. And just let me know if you'd like it autographed or if it's a gift for someone, and we can make it out for them.
So awesome.
To you.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Here I am. I know that I've got to do something. Mm-hmm. And the most common question I think that gets asked by people is, what can I do now? Mm-hmm. Is this something I can do now? Where do I start? And I wonder, you know, if you could share that, because you talk about it in the book. You talk about, look, every day there are things we can do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Healing is a journey that we endeavor every day. And we should endeavor every day of our lives to continue to heal. And it's with the misconception with the current Western medicine model is that we can go in for a pill or surgical repair and come out just fine, when actually we're meant to heal over time and continue to heal. So I think the single most important thing that I'd like to give out today, the most important thing I could give you, is a meditation or a prayer, if you will, that I've used. And I've been using it since I first heard about it in 2001. I talk about it in great length in the book. But if you'd like, I'd like to demonstrate it, and I'll lead you through what it is. And then I'll actually demonstrate it so you can hear it, see it, feel it. And then I'll tell you where you can download it so you can hear it, you know, for free. You can even download the app. You can get the app on the phone, or you can go to their website. But literally, I think the greatest thing I can do to heal my life is 20 minutes a day in contemplation. And you can call this prayer, you can call it meditation, whatever term you're most comfortable with. But it's called the HUE, H-U. It is a sacred name for God. It is the highest of all prayers. It is non-directed prayer. And it helps link us to the divine or to God. And it can be sung anywhere, anytime, by anyone. It is free. It is for everyone of any race, culture, religious practice, spiritual practice. It is for everyone. And here's what you do. Find a place in the morning or in the evening, or both. I book in my days. I do this every morning and last thing before I go to bed. Find a place where you won't be disturbed. Sit quietly. Take a couple of deep breaths. And you're welcome to close your eyes if you wish, and put your attention on your third eye if you wish. and just fill your heart with something that you love. Maybe it's a pet, maybe it's your child. And then take a nice, slow, deep breath in. And on the out breath, you sing the word hue. And I'll demonstrate it for you three times so you can hear it and get a feel for it, okay? Hue. Blessings be.
Mm-hmm. And I think what you're touching upon, and thank you so much for that, Jennifer, what you're touching upon is exactly what you bring to the forefront in the book and in your work. And what that is, and this is a powerful message for today, is you and I have talked so much about our own journey. I can't describe what it was when the moment or the light bulb went on for me. But sometimes we don't realize that the light bulb can go on even in the storm. And I want to ask you, is many people listening to this, they know what we're talking about. You're in the middle of despair. Something horrific may have happened, but you get this moment. And it's almost like it's a shimmer, a glimmer of light about some way out, some way out, some way up, something to do, some way to burn bright. What can we say to those folks that have those moments, even if they do return back to the events or despair in their lives? Because those are precious, aren't they?
They are. Everything that we undergo is a blessing, even if it doesn't feel like it or look at like it at the time. And every experience we have is meant to help us return home to God, or ascension, to use a mainstream term. And once we've gotten past the emotional pain and shock of it, and once we've actually worked our way through and truly received a healing, we're then in a place where we have only gratitude for every part of that situation. And that's where we get to true healing. And we're meant to heal, and we're meant to have these experiences, even if they are, to use a powerful word, horrific or catastrophic. The bigger the lesson, the harder it is, the more important it is that we were supposed to learn it. And also, I'd also remind folks not to judge yourself or be so hard on yourself, and to just realize that these things come into our life regardless sometimes of anything we even said or did. We may not have actually made a mistake, if you will. It may be that this was part of the divine plan that we agreed to when we incarnated in this lifetime right now. So even what's happened to me, all of that was agreed upon so I could unfold, so I could experience a healing and then be one of the leaders of Gem and Diamond Therapy to help bring it out mainstream. So if you are experiencing something truly, truly difficult, if you are up against it right now, and I know many of us are, I know many of you are up against some really tough stuff, you have the hue. You can sing the hue anywhere, anytime, silently or aloud, 20 minutes at a time, more if you need it, or driving in traffic in a boardroom on a conference call from Hades, you have the hue. And I just encourage everyone to give it a try and see if it resonates with you. And if you don't mind, Dr. Pat, why don't I show the app?
Yes, please do.
Okay, you can find the hue at here. Hue, like here, H-E-A-R, hue, H-U, .org, or go to the app store and look for the Hue app. It's blue with gold, and it's H-U. You can't miss it. It's free on the app store. And as you can tell, this will then, in the app, you can either listen to it or you can watch it. And it has a gorgeous video that goes with it that I just love. This is for you, and it's a gift, and it's for everyone.
Jennifer, thank you. Thank you so much for today. I know what a labor of love this book is and what you've put into it, but I also know how dedicated and committed you are to helping people move from burnout to burn bright. So thank you for all of that. Please take a moment and just let folks know about the work that you do and how they can find out more about that.
Yeah. So I have a large energy medicine practice and a franchise, Burn Bright Today. So I myself am a practitioner. And then under Burn Bright Today, I have a set of colleagues that work in the franchise as well. So I have local, national, and international clientele, corporate clientele, as well as speaking and workshops, and as well as individual clients that I work with. So my clients, if they're in the Houston area, can either work with me in person or they can work remote. So we can work together wherever you are, if you're on the road, if you're at your office, if you're overseas, if you're on vacation. We can work together over the telephone or even over video if you would like a video of your session. And we can actually work through Reiki, NLP, gemstone and diamond therapy, whatever mixed modality you need in the session, in the moment. And you're welcome to set up a complimentary short consultation, because I'd like to get to know you. I would like to hear what's going on. And we can both determine, and you of course will determine, if I'm the practitioner who can assist you. Maybe I'm not the best practitioner for what you need. Perhaps I'm aware of a different practitioner that may be a better suit to what you need at the moment. For example, one of the clients I work with specializes in autism. Another one of the practitioners I work with specializes in head injuries. She has a contract with the NFL. So we'll just get to know each other and we'll get you to the right place, whether I'm your practitioner or not, or someone within the Burn Bright Today franchise. So wow. Head on over. Yeah.
But that's actually what the commitment is about. The commitment is truly about bringing people out of the suffering and the pain. Thank you so much for that. Yes. Please give out your website again. And then last question, personal message. What would you like to leave us with today?
Yeah, so please, I warmly invite you to come over to Burn Bright Today. It's a work in progress, always evolving. And there are many, numerous articles that I've published in 2019 up to 2020, including a really nice interview with Shape Magazine and LA Magazine that just took place in the last few days. So wow. Head on over. Yeah. And I would say, personally, from me to you, if you're up against it right now, and if you really might feel like everything's crashing down and things are more difficult than they've ever been in your life, there is hope. There is a solution to what you're facing. All you have to do is ask for help. Ask for divine guidance of who to contact. If there's an organization, ask for help. Because when you ask for help, you're actually the one saving yourself.
Yeah.
And yeah. Whatever you're up against, there's someone out there ready and willing and lovingly ready to help you help yourself.
I love it. Jennifer Marcinelli, everybody, don't forget, this is the book. We've been talking about this for a number of shows, and now it's here. From Burning Out to Burning Bright. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be sure to tune in each month for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination. As a board-certified holistic nurse and energy medicine practitioner with years of wisdom and experience, Jennifer has dedicated her life to solving the problem of burnout and helping others to take a stand for their health. Your first step to taking your life back is Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. For more information about Jennifer Marcinelli and her work, including her new upcoming book, visit her website at burnbrighttoday.com.